On November 3rd, voters in the Portland metro area will be deciding on 4 statewide and 7 local ballot measures. Measure 26-218, an infrastructure and transportation payroll tax, is a local measure that would authorize the Metro Council to impose a payroll tax to fund transportation projects in Clackamas, Multnomah, and Washington counties. The Metro Council and Transportation Funding Task Force identified 17 corridors for transportation improvements with approximately 150 projects that prioritize traffic safety, transit efficiency, mobility, and reliability for all modes on roads and transit corridors. The investments in the plan would make it safer, easier, and more affordable to get to jobs, services, and other destinations, with an intentional focus on benefiting people with lower incomes and communities of color. Major improvements include the following projects: up to 45 miles of new sidewalks and an additional 140 miles of new bike lanes, heavily weighted toward communities of color; 120 miles of roadway improvements and 280 new marked crosswalks, making getting around safer and more reliable; the region's first rapid bus transit system; 11 miles of new MAX line between Portland and Washington County; free youth transit passes for all high school students in the region; 4,000 new streetlights to make streets safer and more accessible; and funding for 10 programs that prioritize safety, access to transit, racial equity, and community stability. Investments in the plan have the potential to create tens of thousands of direct and indirect jobs while reducing transportation pollution that causes climate change. If passed, the infrastructure and transportation payroll tax would allow the Metro Council to impose a payroll tax not to exceed 0.75% on employers with 26 or more employees, excluding local governments, beginning in 2022 to fund infrastructure improvements and transportation programs. There are those who support passing the measure, those who oppose it, and those who ask Metro Council to delay the measure because of the uncertain economic outlook due to the coronavirus pandemic. We will examine perspectives of those who support and oppose the measure. Micah Bishop, a youth climate activist at Sunrise PDX, is one of many community members who worked as a coalition member with Metro Council to develop this measure. Highlighting equity and climate considerations, he says now is the time to vote yes on Measure 26-218.
Because now's the time. We're done saying that that's the wrong time to start making investments in our communities that have been redlined, gentrified, marginalized, and had their resources stripped from them. It's important to pass this measure now because all communities deserve access to rapid bus. All people under 18 deserve to ride the bus for free. I mean, all people deserve to ride the bus for free, but that's within this package is Youth Pass, which organizations have been fighting for 20 years, and many other cities have. It's crucial for us to have alternate transportation options and desist from relying on fossil fuels. 40% of Oregon's carbon emissions come from transportation, and the fossil fuel industry as a whole has been widely damaging to many different kinds of communities. People need safe, alternative modes of transportation, and everybody deserves the right to transit at all times.
The levy would be funded by a payroll tax on large employers with 26 or more employees. Essentially, Micah says, the funding redistributes wealth and invests it into communities and areas that need it most.
I think that the corporations should pay for their people to have a safe route to work if they have to work under the conditions of capitalism. That should be a given. We need to understand that our money can be redistributed in a way that supports and prioritizes the needs of the same low-income communities, the Black and brown communities that are going to be supported by this measure. If the measure works the way that I believe it will, with money supporting a just transition away from fossil fuels and into the livelihood, really, into the livelihood investment of people who have been most impacted and will continue to be most impacted by climate change and by capitalism and by colonialism, then I think it's worth it and it's necessary.
Opponents of the measure have criticized the levy, citing the current economic outlook due to the coronavirus pandemic. To this, Micah says,
this measure will create 37,000 jobs in green infrastructure. We have the opportunity to revitalize our economy. And people want to push back, and that's totally understandable. But if they could see the vision that we see of investments in green jobs to create sustainable infrastructure across the country to create a livable future for all, they would be totally on board.
The North Clackamas Chamber of Commerce is one group who is in opposition to the measure. In response to an invite to interview, CEO Laura Edmonds provided the following written press statement. Statement beginning, this is the wrong time to add another enormous tax to business owners who are already struggling with pandemic shutdowns and associated economic impacts. The tax Metro chose, which businesses will have to pay even if they are losing money, will mean businesses will hire fewer employees during this time of high unemployment. And this is not just large, wealthy corporations. Transportation infrastructure is one of the highest priorities of businesses in Clackamas County. Yet, Metro's no new roads approach leaves our businesses with the tab for a full meal, but receiving nothing but table scraps. The measure claims to disperse project funding based on the percentage of each county's population within Metro, but what they don't tell you is that they've carved out four projects, including the most expensive, a West Side MAX line to Bridgeport Village, before making that calculation. So while our businesses and employees pay the full tax, we receive an anemic percentage of the overall project funding. And while we have tremendous needs to extend the Sunrise Corridor to allow people to get to where new jobs will be located, the no new roads approach of Metro leaves us stuck with just a pedestrian bridge across the Clackamas River and safety improvements along Highway 99. Clackamas County employees and businesses should reject this enormous tax to subsidize West Side Light Rail and pet projects for downtown-centric Metro councilors. The North Clackamas Chamber of Commerce urges you to vote no on 26-218. End of statement. On November 3rd, voters will decide if they are for or against the payroll tax to fund transportation projects in Clackamas, Multnomah, and Washington counties. A yes vote supports the Metro Council to impose a payroll tax to fund transportation projects. A no vote opposes the Metro Council to impose a payroll tax to fund transportation projects. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Hendrik Brokelschen.